Okay, we're doing Hilchos Trefus. We are Siman Mem Gimel, Dine Trefus Batchol, regarding the spleen. Okay, just before I continue, just real quick from yesterday, in order to make it more clear perhaps, it's the liver that makes the liquid that we spoke about. It's called the bile. It's a yellow-greenish liquid for a part of the digestive process. It travels via the viaducts, the canals, and it goes either directly into the gallbladder or these small intestines, and then it's stored in the gallbladder until it's ready to go into the intestines, if that helps. And we mentioned the words, the birds, Torim and Bnei Yonah. So I just, because they don't have a gallbladder. So just to point out, there are about, for argument's sake, at least 300 species of doves or pigeons. Now, what's the difference between a dove and a pigeon? Nothing. A dove is a pigeon is a dove. It's the same name for the same family of birds. All pigeons and doves, not same species. No. They're all part of the same family called Columbidae. Okay? Those are all doves and pigeons. There's about 300 plus of different species. Now, for our halacha of not being a mara, there's no difference. When it's in the Shulchan Aruch writes Torim Bnei Yonah, it just means any one of these, what we call doves and pigeons, and no difference. Also, to the best of my knowledge and speaking to a few rabbanim, when it comes to eating kosher birds, they're all kosher. Lav dafka, what might technically be called Turim and Bnei Yonah, they're all included in the Mesorah. There's also a Simanim, sugya for later. Then, but it's just interesting to point out, because it's a Pasuk in Chumash, and I don't know if we'll get to it in the Shulchan Aruch, because we don't learn Kachim, but for Karbanos, when the Pasuk says Turim and Bnei Yonah, so what is it referring to? So again, I saw different sources. One of the clearest and best sources is a favorite, The Living Torah, by Kaplan. So he, again, he's not the only one, but he defines that Bnei Yonah is one specific species, and Torim are one specific species. So again, they're from the same family. And when it comes to Bnei Yonah, it's referring to the Columba Livia, or Columba domestica. It's the same thing, it's the same name, that just scientists changed the name as they went on. It's what we normally call a rock dove, or a rock pigeon, or the common pigeon. That's all the same thing, and that's what can be brought as a korban, right? As long as it's young, but not too young, ayin sham, and not all 300, as far as I know, not all 300, only Bnei Yonah. Now, is it only that one species that for sure works? Maybe there's a couple others. I'm not familiar. Nobody I asked thinks anything else is included, but it's possible. And then, what is Torim? Interesting. Tor, it's what we call a turtle dove. Similar word, Torim, turtle dove. And it's also, the species name is Streptopilia turtur, T-U-R-T-U-R. Just interesting. So that's what that is in the Chumash. And it must be one of those two. The Turim are the ones that migrate. The Bnei Yonah are the ones that don't. They stay local. They're called Yonah Habaiti. There's actually originally, there's a wild rock dove, but this species is the domesticated version. And I think that's enough for that. And when we mentioned the feathers changing colors when it matures, that's the feathers of the neck, not the whole body, just the neck. And okay, let's go on. Let's get to the tchol, to the spleen. Aleph, nital hatchol kshera. So this is interesting. Everybody agrees if the spleen is missing, then the animal we're talking about, either way, it's a kshera. Either one, it would be a kshera. People also can live without a spleen, so too animals, and it's kshera. Okay. But we're going to see a nekev is worse. Okay, let's go on to bet then. Hatchol rosho ha'echad av v'asheni dak. Kibriyat halashon. So just like your tongue, when the spleen grows, one end where it starts to grow is thicker. We're not talking about wider and thinner, we're talking about thicker. The meat is thicker, the tchol is thicker at one end where it starts, where it's attached. And as you go further on, then it gets thinner. So, and that's the same way a tongue is. Right? The origin that we don't see is a lot thicker than the part of the tongue that we see when we stick it out. Im nikev berosh ha'av, if there's a hole in the thick portion. So then, if it's a nekev mefulash, trefa. If it goes all the way through, it's a trefa. Im nekev nikev she'enu mefulash, but if it doesn't go all the way through, then it depends. Im nishar tachtav ke'ove dinar zav mutter. If, depends how deep it goes. If it penetrates through, but it doesn't go through completely, right? You have a coin. A dinar is a coin, a gold coin. The thickness, I don't know how many millimeters that is, and we're going to see nobody knows. But whatever that is, it's just a matter of millimeters. So as long as it doesn't penetrate all the way so that you still have an ove dinar left, it's mutter. Pachot mikan, if the hole goes almost all the way through so that it's too thin of an amount that's left, it's not no longer that where the hole is, it's not a thickness of a dinar. Hareyu ke mefulash, it has the din of being mefulash. Utrefa, and it's a trefa. Okay. Mefulash goes from one side to the other side, all the way through. Like you can look right through it, like two holes. Like you can look through it like a canal. Aval im nekev hadak kshera. But if you have a hole anywhere on the thinner part, as the spleen continues, it gets thinner. Anywhere on the thinner part, it's a kshera. Where is the borderline? We'll see as we keep reading. Haga bet v'afilu nechtach v'makom hadak kshera. Even if it rips a hole or rips, it's a kshera on the thinner portion. Nikra techol, if it gets ripped, onimuka, or decayed, lakta, or diseased, and it gets mushy, v'shinui basar, the flesh, it feels different. Dina kenikva, has the same din as a hole. And so we just learned what the parameters of that is, so it's the same thing. V'chen, kol makom shabasara, v'nirkav, anywhere that the meat becomes bad and rotten, dino kenikav, it has the din of a hole. V'im mayim batchol, afilu achurin usruchin. If inside the tchol you have water, or liquid, and it looks bad, the color is like, let's say, brown, or it smells, im habasar sevivav shalem, kasher. But if from the outside it looks perfect, it's only if you open it up and then you discover it, still, since because the outside looks good and it's complete and it feels firm, the regular firm, then that is kasher. Okay. Right. Now, if it just looks a little different, that's it changes color, that's not a problem. It's only if you were to start feeling it and it would dissolve or fall apart in your hands, that's the case that would be a problem. And one last thing, when it says, as long as it looks thin from the outside, I'll just point out, a lot of these cases are not common at all, but machlokas shach and bach, if the outside layer could be thinner or has to be thicker than an ove dinar. At least pashtus, it just has to look shalim from the outside, but the shach feels it has to be a thickness of at least a dinar. And again, you can't tell really unless you cut it open. Yep. Right, so then it depends. I don't know. I have to think, so I'm not sure. We'll leave it for the tchol. I don't know. I have to see each siman, each organ. I'm not sure. Gimel. Yesh mi shekatav. Shekol ma shedavuk akeres karui av velo yoter. So we had before that it matters if it's in the thick part or the thin part. So obviously it's long and it happens at a shipua. It's gradual. So the part that's thick is the part that's attached to the first stomach. All right, the keres. Okay, let's go to Dalet. Ovei dinar zahav. So we mentioned the thickness of a dinar, right? How many millimeters? Ze lo yadanu shi'uro. Nobody knows. So therefore, we have to be strict because we're dealing with hilchos treifas. Din deraisa mikol makom nira shehu pachot michetzi ovav. But it's certainly going to be less than half the thickness of the thick part of the spleen. And the Shach points out, it's intuitive, but he points out, you look at every individual tchol by itself. You look at the spleen that's in front of you, and you look at that one, and you see how thick the spleen is in general in the thick portion where it's attached to the keres. And then as long as then you slice that in half, or imagine yourself slicing that part in half, and that would be, if it's the whole is less than 50%, it's not a problem. If it's more than 50%, then we have to worry that it's a trefa. Okay. Hey, nimtzu shnei tchulim, kshera. What about if you have two? So then it's kshera. Why? This is to be also obvious, because if we learned an extra one, as if now you have zero. But we also learned a tchol, it's okay if you don't have any tchol, it's still kshera. V'afil dvukim zelid lazeh bitzad ha'av. Even if you have two of them and they're attached at the same place where it gets thick. They're attached to each other at the thick end. You might say, of course, right? So hagav, v'yesh machmirin b'tzamar machmer in nimtza kamin tchol bitzad ha'av. So he says that there is an opinion that actually it says it's worse. Nor, if you just have two separate spleens, it would be no problem. But if they're attached to each other, it doesn't have a din as having zero, it has a din of a nekev. It's a minority opinion. So it's good to be, so the Rama writes, it's good to be machmer. If there's no loss of money, no hefsed meruba, that it has a din as a nekev according to that opinion. A nekev is a problem of trefa batchol, but missing completely is not. Vav. Techol ha'of, agul ka'anava. Now, the techol of a bird is round, like a grape. Ve'eno domer l'shel behema. It doesn't resemble a behema at all. Lefichach ein ha'nekev posel bo. And therefore, it doesn't have that same halacha. For a bird, if it has a hole, it's a kshera. If it's missing, it's a kshera. Okay, let's do the kidneys. Siman mem dalet. Dine tarfas beklayos. Now, kidneys. Okay, so nitlu aklayot kshera. So the halacha is, if they are completely missing, the kidneys, it's a kshera. Even if it's missing one or two, it would be a kshera. Lefichach, im nivret bekulya achas, o begimel klayos kshera. So it doesn't matter if now it has one or it has three, right? We learned if it has three, it's as if it only, the extra one is as you have to remove one. But it doesn't matter, because if you have zero, one, two, or three, it doesn't matter. It's all kshera for an animal. Afilu ad makom charitz kshera. Now, if one of them has a hole and it goes all the way, if you have a problem with one of them, and it has a hole or it gets cut, we're going to see which situations, but it reaches to the charitz part, that's the problematic portion. If it wouldn't reach the charitz, it's not a problem. What's the charitz? It's that whole inside portion of the spleen. Cut it open, you'll see there's a kidney, thank you, kidney. The whole inside of the kidney, it has this white portion, and that's where a lot of the blood vessels, they reach, and concentrated over there. And anyways, you open it up, you'll see the whole inside has a long white area, and that's what's called a charitz. And that's the portion where it becomes more problematic. But if it only happens to one, it's not a problem. Okay, I think we'll go on. Right, so someone might ask, how does it live without a kidney? So it's a very good question. Humans cannot live without a kidney. Apparently, animals could live without a kidney, or certainly as a year, more than a year. Again, it depends if nishtana teva a little bit, we don't know. There has been a study. It's quoted in a lot of the modern Sfarim, Sichas Chulin, who illuminated, where there was a study, I think it was in Norway, but somewhere in Europe, where they removed the kidneys from, I forget which animal. Anyways, one of the ruminants, one of these kosher animals, and it was missing for a week, and the animals seemed to be doing just fine. They were tired, obviously. I mean, they just had surgery, but they were fine, and they saw no problems with their blood, and everything seemed normal. But then they killed it after a year, after 1 week, so I don't know what would have happened longer. But apparently, it could be they used some of their other organs, maybe their stomachs or some other organs that takes care of what needs to happen. I don't know, it's a little bit of a question mark, but that's definitely the halacha, 100%. Okay, so we are on Bet. Lakta hakulia. Now what happens if the kidney gets lakta? Again, don't forget it's Chazal who made up all the laws of Trefa, so even if Nishtana Etava, it doesn't matter.
That's
the Mesora. Okay, we'll leave that as a debate. What portions was given for them to decide? I don't want to use the word made up, that's not the best word. But anyways, they defined, or a lot of things were given for Chazal to establish what is or isn't in many areas of halacha. So, lakta hakulya. Now, let's say the kidney gets some kind of disease. V'hushiyase b'sara kebasar hamet. Shehivish achar yamim. If you have a cadaver starting to decay after a few days, now the meat starts to fall apart, or the organs. So that's what we're talking about. Sheim te'echoz b'miktzato. And you try and hold it or press on it, it'll like fall apart in your hands. So that's lakta hakuya. The yipo, right, that's one of the explanations for it. When the Gemara says lakta kuya, so that's how the Rambam defines it. The yipo vihigia, Rashi, we're going to see it, describes it as the inside getting pus, separation inside. If it starts to rot away from the outside to the inside, where it reaches the loven, to the inside, the charitz, the white portion that we mentioned, so that's what we call, right? It starts from the outside, goes to the inside, but it has to reach into the white side to make it a trefa. If it goes up to the white and then it stops, it's still not a trefa because the loven, the charitz, is still good. Once it reaches the charitz, and including touching, start of the charitz starts to decay, so then hareze trefa. That turns into a trefa. Now here's an interesting Rama. Haga makat cherev dino kelakta hakulya. Now, what happens if it gets a maka from a sword, like, I don't know, maybe someone slices it from a sword, so then it's lakta kulya. It has the same din as being rotted. Let's see, how is this an issue? So we learned earlier that nechtach is not a problem. But here we're learning you get a makat cherev even on one kidney, the whole animal is a trefa. Right now we're learning lakta hakulya. Even if one, we learned that if you only have no kidneys, it's a kshera. One kidney, kshera. But what, and if there's two, of course it's kshera. And we know that animals generally have two kidneys. But what happens if one kidney gets lakta, decayed, and it reaches the loven, but one is perfect? So it's a trefa. That's a din beferish from the Gemara, and even just one makes it a trefa. So here, the Rama quotes the opinion that says, if it gets a makat of a cheriv, it's a trefa, but we just learned nechtach is okay. So there's different perushim on how to deal with this. Marshall says it's the same thing, so it's kind of a stira, or he's either he changed his mind, or he's arguing on the first din of the Shulchan Aruch. The Shach wants to say that the Shach wants to say that makat cherev is when a person came and with great strength he stabbed the animal with the cherev. But if a person just sliced it normally, that wouldn't be a problem. Depends how much power you put into it. He also quotes another painting, Lechem Chamudos, that says, if Liza is a tzarachim. So anyways, let's go on. V'chen, if Nim said Bekuya Lecha, this is Rashi's Pshatan Likta Kuya, so too, if you find pus inside, Alfa Pishena Srucha, even if it doesn't smell bad, or Shenim Tzaba Mayim Achurim Osruchim, or clear water basically, well, a thin clear water, not pus, but it's either achurim, it is dirty, or it could be clear, osruchim, but it smells bad. Hare ze trefa. Vahu shiagia adha loven. But again, these are only issue problems if it reaches the loven, the white part on the inside. Aval. Im nimtse'u ba mayim zachim kshera. But if it's clean, clear water, it smells good. I'm not saying to taste it, but it looks like it's fine, then it's a kshera. Afili higiu leloven shaba, even if it reaches the loven, it's still going to be a kshera. Afili nimtzu amayim zachim b'shlupuchit ktana b'kulya kasha. Even if you have a little pouch, that little sack of water, it's going to be a kasha. V'im nimtza ba'dam dinam kamayim, and if there's blood there, it has the same din as water, so it depends. Right, tzruchim, not tzruchim. V'im nimtzet melei amayim shemareim ra, and if it's filled with water, that's bad. Avalo ayu avim achurim, but it's not thick, like lecha, or it doesn't look bad. Ela shemareim mareim karchumi, it's like saffron or turmeric. Kemare hadvash, but it's clear with just the color of a yellowish color, or a dark yellow color. Kemare hadvash, similar to the honey. Similar to saffron or honey color, kshera. That's still kshera. V'yesh mishoser, but some say that's not okay. Right? The machlok is that called achurim or not? This yellowish color. So Shulchan Aruch main psak is it's okay. Then he quotes a secondary opinion, v'hachi nahug, and so the Rama says we should be machmer like the second opinion. Let's go a bit more. Imu haya Halakut ela beloven. If it only reached the loven, afal pi shekoshar kulya bari trefa. Let's say the entire kidney was fine, except the loven decayed. So then it would still be a trefa because that's not okay. A bit more dalid nimtzu bakulya avanim kshira. Now, what happens if you find in the kidneys stones? That's the halakha. It's clear. It's a kshira, because it's probably just going to get urinated, passed out, and it won't be a problem for the animal. All right, stop.